John, this next principle is the management principle of ownership, based on Proverbs 22, verse 7. Just as the rich rule the poor, so the borrower is servant to the lender. That's a powerful concept.
It is, and it deals with ownership. And this will be a very, very interesting discussion because there's a lot of things that it covers, because it talks about the rich and the poor and the servant to the lender. Mm-hmm. It'll be a powerful principle.
Okay, let's join the Laurette business principle. How many times have we heard the statement, I want to have my own business so I can be my own boss? That sounds good, but then people get into business only to find out that they are not really the boss. That is, if they want to be successful. So there's another boss here, huh, John?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, there's actually three different bosses, and we'll get into that. But, you know, the people that make those statements, you know, well-meaning, people say, I want to be in business so I can be my own boss. That, because I used to be that way. I had no concept of that a businessman is not his own boss necessarily. But I used to think it is, mm-hmm. and there's some people that still believe that, mm-hmm. and sometimes that's why they're not successful.
In order to be in business and to be successful, there are usually three bosses to answer to. The first is the government. The government will be regulating your business and letting you know who is the boss. If you work hard and do well, the government will watch over you even more diligently, imposing restrictions on you. He's not always right. But for now, he's one of those bosses.
That's right. Government is very important. And, you know, some people think, you know, they always hate the government, always hate to pay taxes, and they always hate, you know, government regulations. But really, if the government is functioning properly, you have to have government regulate a society. If you don't, it does not create a business environment. Because if you don't have that, what happens is that you got a lot of selling and dealing that is not regulated.
Black market.
That's right. Exactly. Black market.
Corruption.
So government is not, even though sometimes we don't like the boss, mm-hmm. the way that they do things, it is very important to have good, sound government that helps you make successful.
The second boss is the customer. They will dictate what you do, how you service them, and will make sure that you do it with a smile. That is if you're going to be successful.
That is so true. Mm. I mean, anybody that's been in business for a while, and you'll discover that the customer controls what the products that they want to buy, the trends that are going to be. It depends on what the people want. and so you will do things with a smile that you don't want to do necessarily, yes. not your own flavor. But if you're going to be in business, you got to deal with that issue. The mm-hmm. customer is the boss. Not always right, but he's always the boss. Yeah.
And here's a third. Your bank or lender. Since the borrower is servant to the lender, you will be kind to him or he will cut off your credit. He will not have mercy on you if you miss a payment.
That's right. And, you know, some people think that you should not borrow money, you know, and they have different concepts. But I believe borrowing money for doing business is really makes a smart business deal. You can do something faster, quicker, bigger, and better if you can borrow money. But you have to be careful with that because if you don't respect your lender, you discipline, you actually hurt yourself. But you have to always keep a good relationship or he won't give you any money. So you got to make payments. You got to do it right. You got to be friendly with him. He's another boss that you have that you better respect or you'll be limited to what you can do.
Having your business is not necessarily being your own boss because business is serving people and their needs. Ownership, however, does have many good things to offer if we will pay the price. There are various reasons why we want ownership. For instance, it may be a God-given desire, because God said, I have given you, which is mankind, dominion over everything, and you are to be fruitful, which means to develop, and rule and subdue the earth. We are made with the instinct to rule and to conquer. Man was made for the earth. It's like God created a business and made man to manage it. Man, that's unique, John.
That really is true. You know, a lot of times people want to get out of the things because they look at getting out of this world or getting away mm-hmm. from it, and they look mm-hmm. at heaven and stuff like that. Man was not created for heaven. Man was created for earth. And what we've lost is the value system that sometimes really... So, but that is really true. If you start thinking that way and saying, like, God, same as created the earth and the whole system, and then he put man in to manage it. And the first commandment was really work and maintain and subdue it. And this is a lost principle that a lot of times we have as far as ownership. We think ownership is dealing with nothing but greed. Mm-hmm. It's not. Man was designed that way. Mm-hmm. He's designed to conquer. He's designed to rule. And so he's on a mission the way he's designed to be. And that's God-given. That's not some wild idea, or you're not selfish necessarily if you practice the right principles. It's what makes the earth and the world tick.
By giving man ownership for things he develops, man will gain incentive to manage well. We are made in God's image and his likeness, and our style should be like his. Business is not always easy. As we employ and compete with others, we need to service each other and establish arenas and jurisdictions. We must always consider our fellow man, for he also wants to rule.
That's true, and that's competition. So we have to watch that how we work things so that we don't become greedy. Because if you look at every competitor like that and say, like, well, I don't like him or I don't want him, and you fight with him, then you are greedy, saying, like, there's room for everybody. And so the best will win because they're the ones that are more creative, the more respectful. Those are the people that actually win. It's a design by God. That's what we have to understand, that in ownership, it's a design by God. It is not based upon greed. But it sometimes turns into greed. I don't deny that, but that was not how it was designed. There is a right place and a right way to do business in the world. That is absolutely true.
Godly business people enjoy the responsibility that comes with ownership. They like it. They're fulfilled and enjoy going to work. They are called into business by God as pastors are called into the ministry. They are tireless, full of energy, with a productive attitude. Boy, John, that's interesting. Business is truly a calling then. It is.
It is a calling, saying like, I'm just as called as a businessman as a pastor is called to pastoring. And some people are called to other services. They're part of ministries. And it used to be that like all the government offices were called ministries because mm-hmm. they were actually in the ministry of administrating something, and they were called ministries. And so we've lost kind of the focus, and now we think it's nothing but politics. But government is supposed to be a ministry, people in government. So business is a ministry just as much as pastoring is a ministry. It's a vocation. Pastor is a vocation. He deals with not one thing. We deal with ethics in business, and we produce and we earn something in the business. And that's fulfilling. That's part of the fulfillment of the human nature that we have. We have needs that we have, and that's why it works if we follow it but understand it. But we can't denounce it. We can't crucify some of the things that are God-given. We have to live them out. That's very important.
An owner is tireless, full of energy, with a productive attitude. He's not afraid of problems and willing to take risks. They consider God as their partner who gave them talents and are out to increase the value of this gift that God gave them.
That's right. Ownership means that some people say, you came in this world naked, you're going to leave naked again. That's really true. But the things that you create, God made the original creation, but the things that we take out of creation and we multiply something or make something, that becomes ours. It's not God's. It's ours because God gave that ability to us. And when you pass it on as an inheritance, if it was all God's, you couldn't even pass it on to inheritance. It is what we create for ourselves that becomes ours. And God said, I just want 10%. And that runs the system. The rest of it is yours. What you do, it increases it. The whole philosophy, it's a big subject mm-hmm. that's very misunderstood. But ownership is part of God's program.
This makes ownership fulfilling. The end result of our labor will be wealth. Business people are like Solomon, who chose wisdom to manage. That meant he wanted to rule. As he became wise, he also received riches, honor, and fame. Be careful, because stepping into ownership demands responsibilities, and there are many who do not accept this view of business ownership. That's true, John, because if you don't want the responsibility, we've said before, power or success is guarded by problems. You have to be
willing
to accept that.
That's right. That's why you can't just say, I want to be in business to be my own boss. It's a calling, and so you're not a hireling. You are disciplined by God and the calling. But that's what business makes it work, because you're not afraid of work. You're not afraid of risk. You know, you do all the things that make business work. So if you're just in it for, I want to be my own boss and I want to get rich, be careful. Mm-hmm. That's very dangerous.
There are many who are greedy and money-driven with no mercy for others. They will lie, cheat, and steal to get what they want. But if we do business for the right reason, it can be rewarding. It was designed so by God.
Absolutely. Designed by God. We have to understand that. That's true.
The principle of ownership. Proverbs 22, verse 7, just as the rich rule the poor, so the borrower is servant to the lender. Boy, that was powerful, John.
Very good. You know, just kind of concluding thoughts here. You know, a couple things that are very important to get into business. One is this: you have to discover that you're not your own boss. You have to learn to serve people. And you have to serve your employees. You serve people, customers, or everybody. You know, you are a servant. So you can't get away from that. So that's very important. The other thing is this, that it is also kind of a calling. Not everybody is designed for business, not at certain times in their life anyhow, because there is a responsibility that goes with it. But it's very, very rewarding if you do it right, because it becomes a learning growth experience for you personally. And you, usually a business person becomes a leader. Not necessarily that he chooses to become a leader, but he bites things off in business and he takes on ownership. And then it's forced to grow and deal with certain issues that in order to survive. And so you grow faster and you're taught something and you learn something that is valuable for the rest of your life. And ownership has so many things to reward you that, you know, I'd recommend that everybody becomes an owner somewhere in life.